Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And for one special couple, happy anniversary. They're hiding in the back. We'll have a special time of celebration at the end of our service tonight. It's John and Lucy's anniversary, New Year's Eve. What is your perspective heading into 2020? How are you feeling about 2020? Excited, kind of fearful, where are you at? You know, it was interesting as I was thinking about my day, I told a few of you before service, my day started with Miles got his first steps this morning. He skipped step one and took about nine. So yeah, it's going to be interesting. So he's going to have a really fast-paced year ahead, lots to look forward to. Now the day ended, I went over and saw our dear friend Paul Meyer, and Paul's got ALS, and we had a very honest discussion about 2020, and we prayed together. Interesting perspective. No matter where we're at tonight, though, we can have confidence because God is the one who holds us and establishes us. That's why we have this service, and we set our hearts looking into 2020 in a special way, no matter where we are. Now, this service is a special one for our family here at Peace, and it's designed a little differently. A major portion of the service is a hymn sing. You get to select a hymn that you'd like to be sung, either out of the red book, the other song book, or out of the green hymnal, the Lutheran Book of Worship. So have a hymn handy. There's two sections for that. We'll sing about four in the beginning and then four towards the end of the service. And we'll sing a couple of those verses as we look those up. Again, the song's got to be in the red or the green book tonight. Also, we'll have, it's not in the bulletin, hopefully you have a bulletin tonight, but we are going to open it up for a time of sharing right before the sermon. If there's something that you'd like to share, if there's, you know, just something that you're grateful for, even if there's something that you're hoping or longing for, a desire, we're going to just open up. We got a microphone to share those thoughts right before a brief message that I'm going to share tonight. And then finally, we're going to close with Holy Communion, as we are reminded of how God establishes us no matter where we are with His love and His forgiveness. So, great way to start 2020. I'm really glad that we're doing it here at Peace as a family. I think that does it for our announcements here tonight. We're going to begin with Vicar Dollar leading us in a responsive hymn reading.